breaking news now. News Radio 1080. KRLD.
It is a massive fire in Waxahachie. This woman can see it.
I was driving on 287 going west towards Waxahachie when I saw the fire. And now it's so big that I can actually see it from my home in Red Oak.
Jane Slater's been following this developing story and now joins us live with details. Jane.
The name of the company is called Magnablen. It's a chemical warehouse located off Highway 287 in Waxahachie. Multiple cities are involved to help combat the fire. As you just heard from that witness, black smoke can be seen for miles. We're told nearby Wedgeworth Elementary, they're putting their kids inside until the fire is put out.
With the city of Waxahachie, Amy Hollywood. Amy, what is the situation in the area around the Magnablen chemical plant?
Highway 287 is shut down. Navarro College, which their property is just adjacent to the Magnablen facility, is evacuated. The elementary school that's, I'd say it's about a half a mile away, it appears to be completely evacuated at this point.
All right. Now, in terms of Magnablen itself, what do you know about them and what products they have on site and what kind of work they do there?
It is a chemical blending facility.
It is just an incredible fire burning in Waxahachie right now.
From here, I just see a bunch of black smoke up in the air.
Schools and businesses evacuated.
It's best for people to get out of the area if they can.
The entire KRLD news team is working on this breaking story for you as we start with LP Phillips on the scene in Waxahachie near 287 and 35E. LP.
And we are literally in the parking lot of this chemical company that started up in flames with an explosion about 11 o'clock this morning. This has just progressed, and it's been an amazing thing. They've been trying to get a handle on this, but every time they seem to catch up, there's a new almost column of flames that starts erupting, shooting almost straight up in the air. You can see this smoke clearly from downtown Dallas. It looks like just a straight column going up. Then it tops out in the atmosphere and bends towards Dallas. It's actually getting in Dallas County. Now, within the last 15 minutes, we've seen people from the EPA show up here at the scene, and they are probably getting their first briefing on exactly what's in here.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080. KRLD.
We continue to cover this fire down in Waxahachie at the Magnablen plant. It's located at 287 and 35. The company's website says that they mix chemicals like ammonia, and there's been some worries about the gas release. Donald Golden is with Magnablen. He says he's not sure how this fire began.
Our first priority, obviously, when we got to the location was to ensure that everyone was out of the building and accounted for. Once we were sure that was the case, fire spread very rapidly. Fire departments were on the scene pretty quickly, but it just seemed to take off.
Now, where is this smoke going? Our chief meteorologist, Krista Villarreal, is checking it out. Krista, thanks for joining us. Are these winds blowing this smoke up towards the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yes, and in two different ways. We have surface winds at the top of the hour in Waxahachie from the southeast at 3 miles an hour. So all of the particulate matter, the small particulates, or actually the heavier ones that would be lower to the surface, and that smoke blowing directly in that corridor between Waxahachie and Midlothian. But the upper level winds up to about 6,000 feet are blowing almost due east at about 10 miles an hour. The winds are fairly light today, but nonetheless, that's pushing the smoke and the small particles into northwestern Ellis County.
The elementary school kids have gone to a ninth grade center. Austin York is at that ninth grade center, joins us live. Austin, what have you found out?
Well, David, right now, as you heard in the traffic report, if you are a parent trying to get to the Waxahachie Ninth Grade Academy to pick up your kid, you want to give yourself extra time because, remember, 287 is basically closed down in both directions.
Chemical fire has been burning for several hours in Waxahachie, the smoke blowing toward Dallas and southeastern Fort Worth. KRLD's LP Phillips is on the scene and joins us with a live update. LP?
And, Mitch, what I could tell you is the good news seems to be that smoke is diminishing somewhat. They appear to be, and I say that cautiously, they appear to be getting an upper hand on this fire. But that's always a dicey thing to predict because the minute they get one part out, something else flares up, and they're right back to fighting big flames. This fire at Magnablen started about 11 o'clock. It has scorched areas all the way around 287. One fire truck was actually overrun by the flames. The building itself, this chemical company, is built out of a corrugated steel building. It's completely melted and curled inward. There are no injuries that we report that have taken place here. Now, as to what caused this fire, well, they're not sure. But a short while ago, Fire Chief David Hudgens said they have an idea, and this is what they think started it.
I don't know if we had an explosion, but we had a reaction and a fast-moving fire, and the building was sprinkled. We do believe that the fire overran the sprinkler system, and before we could get hooked up to it, it had already spread throughout the whole back of the building.
The toxic fumes from this fire, what dangers do they pose to anyone in the path of the smoke? Dr. Gary Weinstein's at Texas Presbyterian, Dallas.
There's a long list of chemicals that could be in the air, just taking into account of the fire itself, given the looking at it in the black smoke and watching the plastic holders burn. There's certainly a lot of particulate matter in the air, which can cause problems, especially in patients who have underlying lung disease.
The chemical fire burning out of Waxahachie is now 80% contained. KRLD's LP Phillips is live now to begin our team coverage.
Fire chief here says that it was some sort of chemical reaction. He's not sure if there was an explosion, but there was some sort of chemical reaction. They had been making progress, seemingly getting an upper hand, only to have some other batch of chemicals catch on fire. Indeed, the chief, David Hudgens, says this is one tough fire to fight.
About an hour and a half to 2 hours into the fire, we thought we were making real good progress on it and going to cut it off. And then what happened was we had another release, and we had liquid pouring out of the building on fire.
And when that set off other stuff, it's kind of a chain reaction of different things. Now, this is a chemical plant, and that black smoke does contain a lot of particulates. The whole question everyone has is, what am I breathing? What is inhaling? Well, we put that question to Nicholas Brescia of the U.S. EPA. We just simply asked him, what's in the smoke?
You know, anytime you have fires like this and you have fallout, you're going to have particulates coming down. So I can't tell you exactly what the components are going to be. But I can tell you what we're doing from the air monitoring standpoint is we're seeing what's around here. Once it gets up in the air, it'll get dispersed.
This plant that's on fire is fairly new, and it's one of three in Waxahachie.
You know, I don't know how many employees that they have, but I do know that this recent addition was something that our community was very excited about.
Amy Hollywood with the city of Waxahachie says the plant brought a lot of jobs to the town, and this fire is going to greatly impact them.
Nearly 5 hours after a fire broke out at a chemical plant near Waxahachie, firefighters do seem now to have some control. We are live with team coverage this afternoon, starting with KRLD's LP Phillips, who has been on the scene for most of the afternoon. LP.
Well, Matt, there are some hot spots that do flare up from time to time, but for the most part, it looks like firefighters have gained control of this. It didn't take long before it became clear just how big this fire at the Magna Blend Chemical Company was. Fireballs blossomed into the sky. A single column of black smoke pierced a clear blue sky, topping out in the upper atmosphere, then curling toward Dallas. That was the immediate concern, as nobody knew what was in that smoke. Waxahachie Fire Marshal Dennis Krasulius says they weren't taking chances.
Probably every bit of 5 to 10,000. Plus, we have a lot of business, you know, industries right here in this area.
All evacuated. The cause not immediately known. Fire Chief David Hudgens says it could go a couple of ways.
About an hour and a half to 2 hours into the fire, we thought we were making real good progress on it and going to cut it off. And then what happened was we had another release and we had liquid pouring out of the building on fire.
And out of the building, flames quickly spread under railroad tank cars that were filled with the chemical naphtha. Nicholas Brescia is with the U.S. Environmental Protection Administration.
It's a petroleum distillate type product, so it's a. I can't go into what it's used for from a product standpoint because I don't know what this company was using it for, but it's a petroleum product.
And we'll have more for you on this developing story 410 right here on KRLD. You can also check out pictures from the scene on the Facebook page and on our website too, cbsdfw.com.
We have new information this afternoon on the massive chemical plant fire in Waxahachie. Fire Chief David Hudgens says they have opened up the areas that were previously evacuated with the exception of a couple of apartment complexes. A news conference going on right now. Let's listen in.
There was flame impingement on them. We've got two teams, one from Burlington Northern and one from the Dallas Hazmat that is going to inspect those cars for me, and that way, if they feel safe about it, then we'll open it up and we won't have any evacuations here. They had fire under them. They have a jacket on them, and I know two of them, the outer layer was burned off. We did not have anything leaking or spilling from the hoses or anything like that. So we feel pretty confident. We just want to be sure before we open up that main line and let those people go back in their homes over there.
What's the situation here right now?
Situation right now is because the way the building caved in, you have some void areas. And in there, you're going to have some pockets of chemical, and that's what you see burning now. We're using ladder pipes to reach over that part and try to knock it down, but it's going to be very hard. We will not leave the area until there is zero smoke coming from the building. So that means we'll be here all night and probably into tomorrow.
And that is Waxahachie Fire Chief David Hudgens speaking with members of the media this afternoon following that big chemical plant fire. And KRLD's LP Phillips has been on the scene of this all afternoon. He joins us live with more. LP?
And I suppose the best news out of all of this comes from the Environmental Protection Agency, which says, yes, there was some particulates released, some sort of chemical release, but no, it does not appear to be hazardous.